Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Cincinnati mayor, know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Your guy,
I love it.
Your guy Travis putting Cincy's mayor so on blast.
You should. That's what we did on Friday. We were talking about it. I was like, Derek, you can't talk that. You can't talk like that.
Do you? First of all, do you believe in the football gods?
I do.
Yes. The football gods don't take too kindly to Cincinnati's mayor asking Joe Burrow to take a paternity test to see if he's Mahomes' daddy.
Calling their stadium Burrowhead.
Yeah. It's some of the most blatant.
Chris Jones had something to say about that.
Yeah, he did. Don't you ever disrespect Arrowhead. Did you see him get real close in the camera? He's like, let me get in the camera. Let me get real close. And then he started like tapping on the glass of the camera. It was like, all right, guy. It wasn't the cameraman trash talking Arrowhead. It was him. There were a lot of Broncos fans around here. I saw on Twitter last night. Heated. Felt like the Chiefs got a hand from the refs.
They did.
You think the Chiefs got a hand last night?
Listen, do you really think for rating-wise that they wanted the Bengals?
I don't know. Joe Burrow's a superstar.
Yeah, but
not Patrick Mahomes.
And Kelce. It's not.
I don't know.
They wanted the Kelce Bowl.
If Mahomes' ratings really mattered, would the Broncos have been flexed at a primetime this year?
That's a good point.
Just saying, we just had Adam Schefter on, and he told us a few things. Number one is that Jim Harbaugh, it's probably a no-no here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's an offer, right? Like, you talk to see if both sides have mutual interest. And I think that they were talking, like, Jim, what would it look like for you? What would it look like? Jim asked them, what would it look like for them? They go back and forth. Are you interested? And at some point in time, for whatever reason, one or both decides walk away. I don't get, was it offered? I mean, I don't know. Like, you probably discuss contract ground. Well, here's what a deal would look like. Does that count as an offer? I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not so hung up on whether a deal is offered. Either you can get a deal done or you're not. And they didn't get a deal done.
Sounds to me like maybe there was some discussions there that they could not reach terms. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Adam went on to confirm with us, is that Harbaugh is out here in Denver.
Yeah, I don't believe that he's a candidate anymore for the Denver Broncos, if that's what you're saying. Yes,
yeah.
That's correct.
So that's the news of the afternoon, is that you can cross Harbaugh officially off the list if you couldn't already. Leaves you with Sean Payton, leaves you with some other options. But as I looked back on the games last night, Derek, I'm sitting there watching these games and I'm going, man. For the Broncos to compete for a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson, you're going to have to compete with these dudes. Burrow, Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. They're far away from that right now.
They're not even close.
I mean, they're really far. Really far. And
not even close.
I think it's why this head coaching hire is so vitally important. Is because if you want any chance of winning with Russ, you've got to bring in a guy who knows what the hell he's doing here. Who knows how to build a culture. Quickly, I might add, right? I mean, this isn't like a 2-3 year culture build process. It's no, you better by training camp have a whole different vibe going down there. Which, let me ask you this. Do you think you can accomplish that in large part with how you handle training camp and the tone that you set throughout the offseason? Meaning, hey, there's field day, quote unquote, but it's more like, hey, the focus is singular and that's not being embarrassing, right? It's improving so much so on what we put on the field last year.
You don't have the talent to just go out there and goof around during training camp. You have to go out there and build some callus. And I hate to say that because that was a Vic Fangio thing, but you do. You got to get calloused and you got to be tougher than the next team because you're not as good.
How long did it take you to get into football shape?
Oh, by the time training camp was over, I was there.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, because I would always, that's the thing. You can't get into shape for football by doing anything other than play football.
Right.
So all that training you do in the offseason, great, right? You want to get bigger, stronger, faster, doing all that. But when it comes to playing football, the only way to get into football shape is to play in the game.
And when you saw the way they were handling training camp, were you kind of put off by
it? Because they, I'm all for like a little bit of like, so here's the way we did it. The year we won the Super Bowl, we had it perfect, right? Even leading up to that with Foxy, it was perfect. But the way we did it with the Super Bowl is we would come in and get our work in. We would work. Like our practices were intense. We practiced like we played. And then we got out of there. And then he would give us days off as veterans. Kubiak would give us days off. We would have some vet days and let you chill out. That way we got the most out of our practice. And that's cool. But they were just coming in, not working hard and getting days off. And it's like, well, what is going on here? Where's the callus? Where, how are we going to build callus? How are we going to build a like a standard? You know, what is the standard set at? And there was no standard set. You could tell.
Somebody said you just put me in my place. I don't know what it was about.
That I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad that you put me in my place.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Shut your mouth
right,
and know your place, you jabroni.
Arrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house! Talk about being put in your place. The Cincinnati mayor was yesterday.
Jabroni.
You jabroni!
He should just resign.
I imagine Travis is a pretty big wrestling fan, just like the rest of the boys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys used to watch it back in the house?
Oh, yeah. We used to watch, like, old highlights. And
yeah? Did it ever, it's like, all right, let me try this. Like, let me move the couch. Like, no. Jason's going to come over here and try the RKO.
There's all kinds of wild stuff going on.
Yeah? I imagine so. Was it just the three of you living together?
No, it was, it's crazy because it was me, Travis, and Jason, and then our quarterback who's won two Grey Cups up in Canada.
Yeah.
Back-to-back MVP, actually. That's highest paid player in Canada.
There's a lot of talent in that house.
Zach Kolaris. And then our backup center, and then our left tackle, and another offensive lineman.
How many bedrooms was this house?
A bunch.
It sounds like Russell Wilson's place.
A bunch. It was out of control.
How many bathrooms?
Not enough.
Not enough. That sounds like it's pretty dope, though, that setup.
It was like two people to a bathroom.
How long did you have that? Were you living with the Kelseys?
Our junior and senior year.
Okay.
But Travis and I came into Cincinnati together, so we had,
okay, so you know
we
Travis
lived in the
for
dorms for the first 2 years, yeah.
18, 17 years old?
We met when we were 17, yeah.
Wow, man. So really close friends. How much do you see them in the offseason?
Every now and then, yeah. That's cool. So Travis would come to, like, my birthday, and then, like, I'd go down and see him. And, you know, we used to train down in Florida together, too. So, you know, but yeah, we hang out a bunch, man. We talk all the time, so.
Those two guys seem like when you're hanging out with them, anything goes.
It's
like,
all,
they're anything goes.
It's crazy.
I'm really looking forward to their podcast. Do you think they're going to do one here? An episode before the Super Bowl?
I guarantee they do.
They have to, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a layup for a gazillion hits.
I guarantee it.
It'll be awkward, though, no?
No. They'll make it fun.
They'll make it fun?
Yeah.
On the field, do you think it's, you know, obviously they're fierce competitors.
Yeah, but they're not going to see each other on the field.
Right.
They're not going to go against each other.
Yeah. So it kind of makes
it
easier.
But they are fierce competitors. Like, we were playing the Eagles in 2018, and had Jason beat, like, to go make the tackle, and he tackled me from behind.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, did you get up and say something to him?
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? He's like, I can't just let you win.
Jason seems like he's just super down to earth. Not that they both don't, but Jason seems like he's super down to earth and maybe a little bit more of the mature one.
I mean, if either of them are mature. Oh, he's got kids
brother.
Now. He's got kids now, so I mean that like that'll make you grow up a little bit, but yeah, Travis is not the most mature person. But
he seems like it, man. I mean, I don't know. He seems pretty mature.
Boom! Arrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Oh, did you see Pat Mahomes' dad? See Pat Mahomes' dad afterwards smoking a cigar, talking about I'm smoking on that Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was so funny. I was dying at that audio interaction.
Whereas the Cincinnati.
Oh, that's not it. Do you have that audio of his dad?
I can't believe that mayor did that. What was he thinking?
Oh, such an idiot, that guy.
That was dumb.
And everybody, you know, talking to me beforehand, I kept saying, hey, you don't talk trash. Everybody's like, yeah, they're professional athletes. You think that matters to them? You think it really matters to them? I don't know. You tell me.
Some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
I was full on like hysterical crying laughter when I heard that. I bet you were, man. That was amazing. That was probably the best conference championship speech. Because the conference championship, I mean, they've hosted for 5 years in a row the AFC title game, right? Talk about what it might get to compete, what we've got to go through here to get to that level. I mean,
the hole that was dug here in Denver post Pat Bowlen, I mean, it's bad. It's going to take time to dig up out of that hole.
It is, isn't it?
It's going to take time.
They tried to shortcut it, Derek.
They tried to shortcut it a bunch of times.
They did.
For 7 years straight,
So what do you do now?
Well, now you got to start. Listen, we got people that know how to run a business, right? That's a very successful business, right? They need to do a good job of hiring.
Right.
Hiring the right people to build. Because they have to rebuild.
Oh, completely.
That's just what they have to do.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that for a couple of years with Russ and help develop a culture and get, you know, maybe get to the playoffs a couple of times, win some games. But to me, it'd be better just to tank it. Just to tank out and get picks and build, really build.
Cut bait with the threes right now. Go home, threes.
I mean, listen, I don't think Russ is like completely done. I think he's still got it. But over here in this division.
All right, let's dig into that.
The AFC West is going to be, it's stacked.
Let's dig into that, because that was one of my biggest thoughts last night. It's like, hey, if you want this to work out with Russ, you got to get here against these guys?
I mean, it's like when Tom Brady was with the Patriots, right? If you were over in that AFC East.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you got Brady. You're not beating the Pats.
Yeah, it's like.
You're not beating the Chiefs. Could you? I mean,
they're close. They come close. They play them tough. It's just they can't get over the hill. Like, it's like this mental block. It's not even a rivalry anymore. It's just an embarrassment.
Not Shanahan, but there's another former Broncos head coach in the news, but I don't know where he's going. Let's dive into that next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
It's Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move.
I maintain that this was the best song ever used for the NBA playoffs. Do you remember those commercials? Where they had Pitbull and Kesha. You were probably so deep into playing at that point.
Yeah,
you remember those? You remember those, KJ? You remember those?
Yeah.
Dude, this, the way they set it up and they had all
the intros, amazing.
This was one of the best
songs. One of my favorite commercials. Oh, speaking of commercials, I know a commercial yesterday that caught your eye, Derek.
Which one? Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine Bear.
I knew it.
Why? What the hell is that movie? A bear eats a kilo and then, first of all,
it's based on a true story.
That a bear ate a kilo?
It's based on a true story, right, KJ?
Yeah, but to piggyback off of that, though, we've been begging for original movies for a long time.
and here he comes, Cocaine Bear.
The Cocaine Bear.
Hide your cocaine, because here comes the Cocaine Bear. I can't believe they ran that during the games yesterday. I was just like, really? Okay. And twice. They hit us with Cocaine Bear twice. I'm looking it up here because I'm trying to understand. A black bear that ingested a duffel bag full of cocaine in 1985. I'll be damned. I will be damned. Look at that. I can't believe they made it a movie. I love the fact that it's a thriller dark comedy. Though.
That just shows you how much blow is moving around the United
States.
That's
what I'm saying. Like
in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
That a bear got his hands on something. You know? Even a bear. It's everywhere.
1985 was a hell of a time. Hell of a time. I just... Imagine being pitched that idea by your agent if you're an actor. All right, so the movie's called Cocaine Bear.
I'm in.
What's it called? Cocaine Bear. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Don't even have to tell me twice.
Yeah, don't even tell me. I don't even need to hear the script. Just tell me.
Are you a movie guy? Will you go to theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
Did you go see Top Gun in theaters?
No.
Ah, have you seen it, though?
Yes.
The new one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. Unlike Raj, who just refuses to go. I've offered to babysit for him so he could go enjoy the theater, and he won't do it. He's just your priorities when you have kids, huh? It just everything changes.
Well, yeah, it does. It really does.
It really does. Everything changes. Everybody changes. Somebody says on the text line here that Kubiak would come back now that Elway's gone. I don't know that. Look, here's the story about this. If we're looking at these mystery candidates, which Mike Kliss came on Friday and told us that there were, Derek, they're in a bad spot, man. It means that everybody on their original list 1 month ago is not who they're looking at anymore. So that concerns me. It does. If you were trying to turn over every stone, you would have done it a month ago. Don't try and tell me that it was all a part of the original plan if you're looking at mystery candidates now. And what's interesting is there was a report over the weekend by Kliss on Twitter that he kind of walked it back a little bit. And at first I was like, wait a minute, Mike, it was your report. You were the one who said it. You were the one who came on here with us and talked to us about mystery candidates. I'm going, wait a minute. And then here's what Mike says. He goes, lots of talk about potential for Broncos to expand head coaching search. My read, that's not the case. Broncos appear focused on current candidate group. There is a plan. A lot of crazy stuff out there. Let's spend the next 3 hours being reminded how far the Broncos are from the Chiefs. Mike had to hit us with that one at the end. Thanks for that one, Mike. I think we all figured that one out on our own. But outside of that, if there is no other mystery candidate, then either he was wrong or he's retorting the report that Gannon and Callahan are being considered, which I think is probably more likely that that was the case. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. Certainly he deserves it, Mike. Love you, buddy. But at the same time here, Derek, we're back to square one where it doesn't feel like there's a lot of answers. Schefter came on with us and didn't provide a lot of insight. He's like, look, they could go in any sort of different direction. I wouldn't say they're regrouping. It's like, I'm done with the spin. Here's the bottom line. They fired Nathaniel. The press conference that they had after firing Hackett was over a month ago. Over a month ago. You are now into Super Bowl prep week. If by Wednesday or Thursday you don't have somebody hired here, you're going to start really losing options for your staff pool. And that's a problem,
man. That's a big problem.
Huge problem. Especially if you want to hire one of these younger coordinators.
But look, everybody around the league is taking their time.
I guess so.
They're all taking their time because of that owner's meeting.
Carolina didn't.
About all the wasted money. Carolina didn't.
Houston isn't. Although Josina Anderson now is reporting a contrary to Woody Page, which I think this is interesting. I don't know where Josina's getting this from. She's been kind of like chiming in. You know, I mean, she did some work around here, but she's been chiming in. She says on Twitter, I'm told the Broncos have not received notification that D'Amico Ryans has, in fact, withdrawn from its head coaching search. The organization is continuing the process of evaluating candidates, per league sources. I'm done. I don't care.
I don't
honest
care.
To goodness. Like, about that in particular, I don't really care if you're trying to save face with D'Amico Ryans. Stop trying to save face with a first-time head coach with very few credentials. That's not who you want to overpay anyway. That's the only way they're going to pry him from Houston, is overpaying. Derek, do you think Ryans is the guy to overpay?
No.
No. What has he done in this league? And then we get back to the report over the weekend that says Vic Fangio is getting hired in Miami, and they're making him the richest defensive coordinator in the league.
Yeah, which I love his defense. So,
What is it about Vic's defense that is so that has taken the league by storm?
So for me, it was that, you know, it allowed me to make a ton of plays.
Okay.
Instead of, like, helping Vaughn, he was, like, making me – he's like, go make the play. Don't worry about running games and all that other stuff. And when I say games, I'm talking about twists. And
yeah. I know exactly what
you get the one-on-one, go win, you know. So I was put in position to make plays. Same with Wade's defense, too, though. I was put in position to make plays. But, you know, I think Fangio's defense is great. I love it. I do. I really think it was great.
Reuniting him with Bradley Chubb down in Miami?
Oh, yeah.
But then you got to think about it. And the speculation is, well, if D'Amico Ryans goes to Houston, that means there's an opening for San Francisco. So whose defense would you rather coordinate? If all things being equal, you could get a lot of money in both places, which I'm sure he can. It's
no state income tax.
That and, you know, no salary cap on assistant coaches. So you can pay him whatever you want. I mean, Quinn's making, what, $4 or $5 million down there in Dallas? So here comes Vic Fangio over the top with a fat contract. Because we all know that Vic
good
is...
Good for him, man.
I got nothing against the guy. I think he was an old curmudgeon. And I was really sick of listening to his press conferences.
Oh.
Really sick of it. That's an all-encompassing question. Thanks, Vic. Although, I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to finding a head coach that I'm really, by like week six, I'm not sick of listening to. That's a good goal. Like, Hackett by week six had been beaten down by his incompetence. Yeah. His incompetence right over the head. It was just like, we're going to reevaluate. Starts with me. It's like, all right, Nate, you're going to need a different tune here eventually, buddy.
I just, he was thrown into a terrible situation.
He signed up for it. That's the thing. He signed up for it.
Well, he signed up to try to get Aaron Rodgers, and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russell Wilson was a disaster for his offense.
I think that's going to go in New York for the Jets. Bold strategy, Cotton.
It is Let's see if it pays off for him. Try something that we already tried and it did not work.
Keep learning from us.
I think Green Bay is just playing. They're just trolling everybody.
Yeah, we're going to trade Rodgers. Yeah, we're sick of his act now.
Yeah, we're sick of him. Sick of that stuff. Sick of these ayahuascas. Sick of them. Don't sick of the long hair.
Don't fall into that trap. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
What's your favorite line from this song?
Just let this ride for me.
Yeah, just let it breathe. I wish we had the lyrics.
We don't have lyrics?
Oh, man. All the clean virgins.
Mm-hmm. Of this? That has to be. This came out around the time when you released the explicit version of your album and the radio-edited version of your album.
Right.
In fact, this was one of my first ever albums, I think.
Mine too.
Right?
Mine too.
This was just every song on this album kills it. Many Men. What else is on there? Wangsta. P.I.M.P. Right? What else is on there? What Up Gangsta. There's Wangsta, and then there's What Up Gangsta. I Love You Like a Fat Kid Love Cake.
That's my favorite.
If you live in a club. If you live in a glass house, better watch your mouth. Got a glass jaw, better watch your mouth. Something like that. Speaking of watching their mouth, everybody seems to be very, very quiet. And mum's the word here on this coaching search. We had Schefter on a little bit earlier, and boy, it was like, you know, having somebody in the interrogation chair and just watching him squirm. Feels like he knows something, Derek. Feels like maybe there's might be something he knows.
I don't know. Does he?
Hey, man.
Maybe.
Let me say this.
Who cares?
If we do here in Broncos country because we're just begging for this to end. Let's just find somebody here and get it over with and move
just
on.
Just be patient. Everybody needs to just relax.
What's going to happen by being patient?
You're going to get the right guy?
We waited for a month. I'm just saying.
Well, Keith, if you waited for a month, you can wait for another 2 weeks.
Ugh. I don't think you can because eventually Indy's getting filled. Then Arizona's going to get filled, and you lose some assistance there.
Good. Let them make emotional decisions.
Emotional decisions, and we'll make rational ones.
Exactly.
Okay. So then who do you want to see them make a rational decision with?
I think Sean Payton is the best choice right now.
I agree with you.
But yeah, I think that the reason why that's not happening as quick as everybody wants is because they're negotiating with the Saints on what they need to get rid of him, to let him go, let him walk.
So that's what we're waiting for is some trade talks.
Yeah, I think that they're negotiating those talks.
Hmm.
And they're playing it smart. Listen, these guys didn't become billionaires by being dumb.
Right.
By making emotional rash decisions. They did not become billionaires by making emotional decisions. They make rational, planned out decisions.
What Mike Kliss said here on the text line is absolutely consistent. The Broncos could have had a mystery candidate from the jump, so if they're sticking to the original candidates, Kliss's criticism of the new candidates is still valid. Well, then why did he tell us mystery candidates? I mean, why would you not publicize that? Because you were worried that somebody else would be in on them? And then you went and did all these due diligence interviews with
everybody else?
Why
would anybody say anything right now? It's just to get clicks.
Just to get clicks?
It's all clickbait.
Just to get Kliss? It's all clickbait. It's all clickbait. Somebody here says Travis needs to get hit by a 2x4. Travis Kelce, sounding like an idiot.
You don't say that.
You don't say that.
Boom! Burrow hit my ass! Boom! It's Mahomes' house!
Yeah. What would happen if Travis heard that somebody said that he needed to get hit by a 2x4? You know what he would say to him in the back?
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni!
That made its way back to The Rock, right? Like, does that end up getting Dwayne Johnson on their podcast? It's got to, right? Like, if you bagging this giant cougar gets you all this other, gets you notoriety in all these other places, Travis going on national television and then telling the Cincinnati mayor to shove it, that's got to get him, the Rock, for a podcast interview at the minimum, right?
You'd think.
That'd be a dope interview. Too. Yeah, the two of them would kill that. Yeah, they would kill that. Absolutely. Somebody says, it's Eric Bieniemy. That's the mystery candidate. That would be a mystery. KJ, that'd be a mystery. I'd be shocked at that one. Bieniemy interviews with Half the League, interviews here last year, and now he's back? Nah, EB ain't back.
Never.
You know who the mystery candidate might be? I never even considered this, Derek. Cocaine Bear!
The Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
Somebody said they became billionaires by being born. You're not wrong.
Yeah. But it also helps, you know, when you go and get this education that they've gotten.
Yeah.
I think Georgetown, they met at Georgetown, and then they both went to Stanford together. So nothing to stick your nose up at there. They definitely know how to run things appropriately. Now, do they know how to run a coaching search? I'm not so sure. I mean, it's been a long time. I understand. I mean, they know nothing.
Listen, you think that these owners are like, why is this so hard? Like, we bought this as a toy.
I think there's like a
this toy sucks.
15% of them that feels that way.
I think there's more than that. They're like this. I think half of their feelings are like this is not worth it.
Like this just straight up isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Somebody says on here, what about Bruce Arians? You mentioned him a little bit earlier. You like him.
Yeah.
You don't like him. Yeah? You think he's worth talking to, Bruce? Brucey boy?
I think that he could be.
He could get red ass on you. I mean, he'll light people up like a Christmas tree.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we need somebody that's going to come in here and put their foot down, right? Like,
yeah,
this is how we're going to do things. And
yeah, for sure.
But he also knows how to like keep it family oriented, right? Like family. He doesn't allow his coaches and his players to miss their kids' baseball games and like their events and stuff like that. Like, I think that's great, you know. So he brings a little bit of what you wanted. With Hackett, right? Okay. Why you brought Hackett in? You brought Hackett in because Fangio was just so out of touch.
Right.
Didn't believe in science, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know if you heard that story, but.
That Fangio didn't believe in science? Yeah. Wasn't that the first thing he said to you?
First thing he said to us.
Yeah. What a great foot to start out
on. He said, we're going to work. We're going to get calloused. All that other stuff, I don't believe in science, so.
Do you think you had the same reaction to that as the kids did in the room up at CU for the stand up, sit down?
I mean, we were all kind of like, oh, here we go.
Here we go. Was I don't believe in science then made a running joke?
Yes.
Yes. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens with these out of touch.
Is
that right, Vic? With Cocaine Bear? You and Cocaine Bear? Wasn't that what that was?
Hi.
Vic and Cocaine Bear coming back, the next coach of the Broncos. Vic's going to handle the defense. Cocaine Bear will deal with the offense, see if we can't fire a little spark under Russ. Russ and the Cocaine Bear, get the Broncos back rolling. What do you think, Derek? Russ is an issue, man. Russ has become a bigger problem than I ever thought he could be here when they traded for him. It's a mess with Russ.
Well, the expectations were just so high.
It was his fault. It was his damn fault. He put fourth Lombardi incoming on his stupid cleats.
I mean, you got to appreciate the confidence.
Yeah, sure, but it's also like...
I would rather him come and be like, well, we're going to be okay. You
know? I would just say,
I would rather him come in here
and go to work and hopefully good things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be patient.
Yeah, be patient, Russ. That's what I'm saying to Russ. But that's what you're telling me about the coaching search. Just be patient. And maybe you will get that fourth Lombardi. They are far away from that stage, man. You look at what Kansas City can do on offense as far as their dynamic weapons. They don't have a ton, but what they have is the most dynamic quarterback in the league. That makes up for a ton. You can turn a nobody into a somebody with a quarterback that can just put it on you, right?
Yeah.
But for the Broncos, they're not... They don't have the luxury of that, Derek. They don't. You have to find playmakers. And I'm of the opinion right now that if you really want to talk about winning with the team and the core that you have to add supplementary playmakers to Jerry Jeudy. And that's about it.
And Tim Patrick.
Yes. We'll see how he does coming off the knee injury.
He'll be fine.
He was their bit. You think he'll be okay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I think Bolsey's going to be all right. I think that the one that I'm worried about is Javonte.
Me too. That's a big one.
That's what I'm worried about.
Because when did he blew that, what, week four against Vegas, I want to say? That was week four, right? Yeah, that was week four against Vegas because they played San Francisco the game before. Man, that's tough. Well, wonder if he'll even be ready. So what would you do with the running back position? Would you be interested in one of these free agents?
I'd be interested in Saquon Barkley.
Ooh, that would be dope.
I'd be real interested in him.
Yes. Yes.
If you can add Saquon and add a good right tackle...
So the Broncos, I think, right now have like $14 million in cap space, which isn't a ton. I just wonder what Saquon would command. At least 10, 15 minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably eating
that's
it all
the problem.
Up.
You're getting...
It's because of Russ, man. It's because of that contract. Stupid Russ! God! Somebody says Russ needs to be yelled at by Bruce Arians.
No, what he needs to do is he needs to restructure his contract or else he's going to go down as the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
Somebody on the text line says, I want Derek to hunt the cocaine bear.
Okay.
That's what we want to see.
Totally down.
Well, look. Unfortunately, the cocaine bear was back in 85. You know?
Well, we could just find a bear.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Throw a little bait out for him.
Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Cage. What? That's a good call.
What'd you do? Why?
What? Why? Throw a little bait out?
Yeah.
You want to talk about, the Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Hey.
It's Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's the drive to Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Matt Smith in for D-Mac. Alongside Derek Wolfe. Two brothers of the
same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stretched to YA.
I've heard him in a while, man.
Didn't quite line.
Good song right there. Collect calls to the hey, the Nuggets were in action this weekend. No more dope games. What are they playing tomorrow, Nick? They're playing next tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow's against the Pelicans at 8 o'clock on TNT.
Well, it's national game tomorrow on TNT. Well, let's hope they fare better in this national game than the one they did over the weekend.
They're going against a team that's lost 8 straight. So.
The Pels have really reeled off a bad stretch here because Ingram's still out and Zion's still out.
Ingram just came back, but as soon as Ingram came back, Williams went out. So, Zion.
Williamson. Williamson.
Williams' son.
Hey, man, Embiid gave Jokic the work this weekend. He gave him the business. 48-17. Tuned him up.
Do you think that Jokic doesn't really put too much, like, he's not worried about that, like, rivalry thing there?
I don't think he's worried about it as much anymore because the ultimate goal is championship
now.
Yeah,
so he's just like,
He's like, whatever. But the truth is, his national narrative, KJ, that's going to hurt him, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. I think coming up this week when we get a chance to look at the MVP ballots, I wouldn't be surprised if they flip-flop them just because that was the matchup that we've all been building up towards. I mean, people claim that Jokic, man, he ducked Giannis and got, balled out on by,
stupid narrative.
MVP. It's just
duck
a stupid
anybody.
Narrative. Because at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, the Nuggets are going to be there. And this is just me, I think the Celtics are going to be both of those teams. So then what's the narrative?
Celtics beat both those teams. What, that Tatum would be MVP? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, no. I'm saying that Jokic would be MVP, but I'm saying that the Celtics would probably go on to beat the Bucks and the 76ers along their run. So, does it really matter?
If it happens that way, that's a lot. We got a lot of basketball to be played. But Jokic, so Murray, Porter, and Jokic all played. But typically in these showcase games, Jokic may get out-dueled by the other superstar, but the Nuggets usually win. Derek, here's what I've been talking about for a while now with Denver. Sure, they can score 120, just like they did against the Sixers. They put up 119, but they allowed 126.
Yeah, they got to be better on defense.
They have to.
They have to be that top-five defense if they're going to win a championship. That's
all there is to it, man.
You can score a lot of points, but you can't stop people from scoring.
Like I've been trying to tell D-Mac.
They had a little stretch, not to cut you up, but they did. They had that little stretch where they were playing top five defense. What was it, like 16 games?
Yep.
They were playing top five defense. And what was happening? They were dominant.
Right.
They come out and they don't play great defense and they lose.
Right.
You're going to lose to a good team if you don't play great defense. And that's okay because you can have one bad, in basketball, you can have one bad night and come back the next night and win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just stay the course, right? Stay the course. Everybody relax.
What do we hear from the Nuggets homers? And D-Mac's a bit of a Nuggets homer. What do we hear from guys like that? Hey, they score 120 every night. You know how many 120?
Stop saying that.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm really done with it. And that's why I call them out at the end of December because it's like, stop winning one, dropping one, winning one. Show me a month where you can consistently put it together. Now, they did that. But the problem is when you look at the Nuggets, You've got Bruce Brown and KCP you brought in as wing defenders. But your horses aren't playing D, KJ. Jamal isn't a great defender. MPJ's not a great... People are like, oh, MPJ's getting better defensively. No, he's not.
I was talking about this the other day with Zach. I was like, the guys who are the stars on this team could care less about playing defense, but the guys who are role players and they have to like fit into their role so that they can get minutes, those guys are grinding it out every night. I'm not saying it needs to flop, but it at least needs to be 50-50 because when the playoffs come around, we all know that it's going to be about defense. And yes. I think the stars for the Nuggets have to realize that, okay, we've had more than half the season to kind of quote-unquote get our bearings under us. We're the number one seed. We didn't get there by accident, but we're going to lose all the traction that we've gained if we don't defensively take it up a notch. And it starts with Jokic and it starts with Murray. And MPJ is at least competing. I don't expect him to be an all-world defensive player anytime soon, but Jokic and Murray, I expect more from them. These guys have been doing this for a while now.
You're not going to win a championship if your horses don't show up defensively in the postseason. That's the bottom line. You know,
defense is all effort.
That's it, man. You control that part of it. That part's easy to control.
That is all on you. No coach should ever have to coach effort.
You know how many 120-point efforts there were in the finals this last year between Boston and Golden State? How many times either of those teams scored 120 points?
Tell me.
One. Game one, 120 points. After that, not even close. Doesn't happen, man. 120-point efforts in the postseason, it's not representative of playoff basketball. It becomes an ISO game. It's a lot slower. It's a lot more patient. And the Nuggets, I love the way they play when they're clicking offensively. But the truth of the matter is they're still missing pieces here if you want to get over the top. If you want to make me believe in you, you have to start building habits consistently. And it's harder to do when you're trying to load manage dudes. So hopefully after this All-Star break here coming up, the Nuggets can find a way to start stringing together moves, especially if they make moves at the deadline.
I agree.
They coasted.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is the one time I'm going to call out Nikola Jokic. I hope I never
call him out, KJ.
So the Sixers in the second half moved to a defense called the boxing one, where they had one guy follow a guy around, and the rest of the team is pretty much running zone on the other four players. And the fact that 6'5", P.J. Tucker was able to slow down Jokic, Jokic literally did nothing in the fourth quarter offensively. He had more turnovers than he had points, which I just thought was unbelievable. I'm like, if it's not going to work on the low block, then take it to the high block. And I know that Embiid was cheating a lot, but that's going to be on the wing guys who are in the corners to be in the position. So when Jokic passes the ball to him, they'll be ready. Because I saw several times guys weren't in position in the fourth quarter.
And guess what? If you're playing around Joker, stay moving. Stay mobile. You move with a purpose.
He'll get it to you.
He'll find you, man. And by the way, we were talking about Bones Highland last week. The report comes out that the Nuggets are, in fact, gauging the value of Bones ahead of next week's trade deadline, including both canvassing the league and taking calls in the second-year guard to league.
That's the move, right? KJ, that's the move, right?
Yeah, at this point, that's pretty much where they're leaning. I think Bones Highland is a great guy. I think what we're seeing is an ascension of the Nuggets as far as the championship team, and I think his play is not consistent enough for where they're trying to go. It's just unfortunate, man.
It's a timing issue with Bones.
Would love to have him here.
Yep. Love his energy. As a person, awesome dude. But as we're trying to win a championship now, man.
Right.
It might be better for your career even to go somewhere where you can actually get those minutes and become the star that we know you can be.
So you're saying that the franchise's trajectory and Bones' trajectory don't line up?
They don't line up.
I see what you're saying.
We need somebody that can play great defense.
And big-time minutes in high-leverage situations.
Yes.
No doubt about it. But that's the thing is Calvin Booth was made the general manager, and what we were told, that happened when Tim Connelly left for Minnesota and got some ownership stake or whatever the hell he got there and then traded four firsts for Rudy. How's that working out, Timmy? Not too good, buddy. But Calvin Booth was allegedly brought in because he was going to make the tough decisions, right? Calvin Booth was the guy who was not going to be afraid to explore these deals. And Michael Malone was asked about it by Singer, and Malone says, quote, "I don't even think they're difficult conversations. We're in first place in the West by 2 games. I think we owe it to ourselves, our fans, the organization. Anytime you can improve your team, you have to at least look at it. I'm not saying, Calvin, we got to make trades. But at the same time," Malone continues, "you have to ask yourself 2 questions. Does it make us better? And how will it affect our locker room and our culture?"
Right. because you don't want to. Don't. And who's the guy that they're going to bring in, right?
Right.
They got to make sure they bring somebody in that fits in that locker room.
There's a lot of guys that I think could fit that profile this year. There are.
Who?
There's
number one. Just give me your number one. And give me your top three.
Top three. I think Bojan Bogdanovic could be a fantastic fit, but it sounds like the Pistons don't want to move him. I'd still kick those tires. Buddy Hield in Indiana. You talk about a shooter that is knocked down that you could really use to spread the floor in this offense. I think you'd be dumb not to investigate it. And there's this narrative. It's like, ah, nobody's going to take MPJ's contract. I am still shopping that sucker. Like, just because that's what everyone's... I'm still shopping him. You're talking about MPJ...
Shop him.
MPJ Bones in a first. You don't think you get real return for that, KJ?
I think so.
I think you get real return for that.
Yeah, I would say you definitely get return for that. I think what a problem becomes is, what's the longevity for these guys? Like, oftentimes we look at MPJ's contract as the hiccup, but I think the injuries and the inconsistencies of both players have degraded them. So I would say before this season, MPJ, if fully healthy, would probably be a B-minus, maybe B-plus player. But now with him constantly having injuries and they can't trust him, I think he's more of a C-plus player. I think Bones Highland right now is a B-minus player as far as in his six-man role. So, yeah, you got some flexibility, but I don't know, man. That kind of puts the Nuggets in an awkward position. I think if you package that in a first together, I think you go get Jakob Poeltl from the Spurs.
And I hate it. Wait, package who together?
I'm sorry. Bones Highland and Zeke Nagy in a first. Package that together and go get Jakob Poeltl.
I don't even think you need a first. I think that's probably... Although Jakob's going to have a lot of suitors from other places, so we'll see.
He's going to be the number one big man on the market as an unrestricted free agent, so I think if the Nuggets go and get him,
I'd rather have Plumlee.
Sure. I mean, why not?
Bring him back.
Honestly, Mason is a basket case at the free throw line, but I've never seen anybody shoot free throws worse than him, man. He's shooting them lefty now, one-handed lefty.
I'm just going granny style.
Just granny style. But it's embarrassing. That's embarrassing when you're a pro basketball player and you can't figure that skill out, man. It's shooting. Guys get so in their head. No, it's the hand size. It's the hand. When you see big dudes that struggle with free throws, it's typically because their hands are so big you don't have quite the touch.
Yeah.
But then it's like, KD's 7 feet. Look at Joel Embiid. He doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
It's mental. It always is. I firmly believe that. Malone continued on to the Denver Post saying there's no pressure. If something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, we know what this team is capable of. I'm not okay with setting that standard. This is the Nuggets' year to go all in.
Yes.
Just like the Avs last year. This is your window. It's not going to be open forever.
Do what you got to do to win now.
Figure it out.
It's now or never. I mean,
I completely agree with you. If this team falls short of expectations, what do you think the vibe is going to be in the locker room moving forward? Next year. Imagine regrouping for training camp.
We'll get them next year.
Here we go again. I don't know, man. I'm all in.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.